A new Statistics Canada report has shown a considerable increase in disability among Canadians, especially young people struggling with mental health issues. The report revealed a 5% increase in the number of people, or 1.7 million more people with disabilities between 2017 and 2022. The number of people with disabilities accounts for 27% of Canadians, up from 22%, totaling nearly 8 million. Tanya Tishkowski, University of Toronto's disability studies expert, said very little has changed for disabled people. If you consider the stats closely, little has changed except that now the government has more ways to designate disability, Tishkowski said. There has been a 3% increase in the employment rate of people with disabilities, but significant disparities continue to exist in income, poverty rates, accessibility and support. A neurodivergent and disability activist, Carl Johnston said the country isn't prepared for inclusion. Not all jurisdictions have an Accessibility Act, Johnston said. He said there is a need for investment in infrastructure, especially in rural areas, and the inclusion of intersectional voices with disabilities in policymaking. People with disabilities have a right to free movement within all parts of our country, Johnston said. The most prevalent types of disability are pain and discomfort, making up 23%, followed by mental health issues at 19% and mobility limits at 18%, the report stated. Statistics Canada reported the largest increase in mental health-related disability, especially among young women, 15 to 24 years old, where the rate has doubled since 2017. Awar Dutt, 20, has a borderline personality disorder. She said her diagnosis has been painful but not surprising. I think the stresses of existences have manifested themselves as my diagnoses, Dutt said. She said most of her peers are going through mental health issues, mostly anxiety or depression. It's too much for anyone, Dutt said. The report also points to concerning financial inequalities. Those without disabilities have a poverty rate of 12%, while those with disabilities have a 23% poverty rate. Johnston said the impact of inflation on people with disabilities needs to be considered. Often, by nature, people with disabilities are known to have higher costs, Johnston said. He said that how disability-related costs are handled may have systematic problems, and the way inflation affects this demographic makes the situation worse. A significant disparity continues to exist between those with and without disabilities, despite a slight improvement in employment rates. People without disabilities have an employment rate of 83%. Whereas those with disabilities have an employment rate of 59%, according to the report. Johnston said businesses must be held accountable for fostering inclusive work environments and there should be an emphasis on enforcement. This country is too rich and powerful to let one-fourth of its population go unseen and unheard, he said. That quest to find happiness should be available for all, and not only a segment of the wealthiest and most able-bodied of Canadians, Johnston said. According to the report, the median income of people with disabilities is $34,000, while for people without disabilities is $53,000. More than half of Canadians with disabilities, roughly 4.5 million people, reported having unmet needs. Cost has been reported as the primary reason for unmet needs by 3.2 million persons with disabilities. Affordability of healthcare services is the most prevalent unmet need, impacting 2.3 million, or 29%, followed by prescription drugs, 1 million, 13%, and aids and devices, 1.2 million, 16%. Johnston said increased healthcare availability and reduced wait times will positively affect all Canadians, especially people with disabilities. The lack of healthcare access across Canada hits people with disabilities harder than people without disabilities, he said. I believe this exacerbates higher costs on people with disabilities on its own.